Everyone faces questions and decisions that require insight and answers as we move forward personally, professionally, and corporately in all areas of this thing we call life in America today. Hello, this is Joe Schofield, and I invite you to tune in every Monday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. as we talk together and hear from key leaders of all ages and backgrounds about your questions. Interesting, informative, intuitive, but always encouraging. Tune us in on BBS Radio Network.
Join Pastor Joe and co-hosts Ron Greer, Dr. Paul Hall, Stephanie Thayer, and Dr. Craig Thayer in Raising Expectations.
Well, good evening, friends, and thanks for tuning in tonight to your show, Raising Expectations. We've missed you the last couple of weeks. We've had some really crazy weather across the nation, but we're so grateful that we're here with you tonight. More than that, we're grateful that you're here with us. As all of you know, we are born-again, blood-bought believers. We believe in God's Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for us, who paid the price for our sins, and greater than that, He rose again, and He's coming again. And the neat thing about that, if you want to know a great expectations raiser, someone who makes miracles happen when you don't think they can, you need to know the Lord Jesus Christ, because He'll not only raise your expectations, He'll fly you to the moon and back when you see what He can do in your life, when you give the honor and the glory to Him, and you follow the steps He's given you, like it says in Ephesians 2. So moving right along tonight, you all know the team. This is the best team of people, the greatest Christian friends that I've ever had in my life. And I've been around a long time. So 54, 55 years in ministry, and I have had some wonderful people. But this group I want to share with you once again, because I never want to miss, you know, are simply the best. All the way on the west coast of California, you have, as many of you already know, Dr. Paul Hall, who's a retired pastor. We went through school together, and the school's still standing. And the fact that Paul is a great man of God. He's loved by everybody who's ever known him. He is a great theologian. He knows how the Word of God fits into the lives of people today. And Paul walks the walk and talks the talk. And people will tell you that, everyone that knows him. He's been my friend for 55 years. And that's really cool, because we're only 45. But in any event, moving right along from there, we'll go back to the East Coast, all the way to the South. It's the East Coast, actually the South. And there we have Steph Thayer and Dr. Craig Thayer. And these are two of the most wonderful people you'll ever meet in your life also. They've just about become my favorite couple in the whole wide world. And here's a great part about that. Stephanie is, as we know, the greatest health and wellness coach you'll find anywhere in the nation. She knows how to fix you up and to have you follow steps health-wise, what's good for you, what isn't. But most of all, in the midst of all those great rules and regulations, which she makes easy to do, we get fudge in December. So you're going to love getting to know her better. Even more than that, she has a great, listen close, I want to be understood, a great website, which is called Love Your Life Out Loud. Live your life out loud. The one who loves your life out loud, Jesus Christ, will help your living of it become greater than ever as you follow Him. You want to look that site up, Live Your Life Out Loud. She has helped women across the length and width of this nation with their questions, their problems, their difficulties. And she just gives them in a very plain and open and caring way, being there for them, answers that are changing their lives. Live Your Life Out Loud podcast. Check with her, episode 1 there. Check and read what she's doing. It's all right there. My daughter loves reading this, and she's up in Ohio. So people across the nation, follow Steph. You don't want to miss this. Live Your Life Out Loud. Make sure you check on that. And then the guy on her left is the best doctor, surgeon there is anywhere in the whole wide world. And of course, he's our friend Tank, Dr. Craig Thayer, but we call him Tank because he's 6 foot six, and he was an Olympic water polo player. I tried that once, and like they almost killed me when I tried it in Texas. But in any event, they thought I was a surfer. I wish I had my board then, Paul. I would have whacked a few of them. But anyway, that's hard what he does. And he was a coach. He's got two great boys. They've got that play water polo. He also is a trauma surgeon. And you know, that's the kind of a surgeon that helps people when they've got to make some very critical, fast, critical decisions that they're not sure. And he always prays and asks God to guide his hands. He's touched my heart when I first met him as he washed his hands to get ready for surgery. He's talking to God about, use my hands to heal and to help this person as I go in there. I mean, that's the greatest power he can have, along with the great mind he has as a great surgeon and a great man of God. We love this guy. And he's got a great book. His first book is called Saved. And it's a story about who he is and finding God in the ordinary. Folks, listen, if you want your expectations to go, you got to remember God does some of his greatest works in the ordinary things of your life. So you don't want to miss him in the ordinary. And when you hear the stories that he shares from his life, Saved, the trauma surgeon's true accounts of the miracles in his life. When God works, miracles happen. You just strap in and hold on. We love Jesus and watch what he can do each and every day in your life. Also, my book is on there. Legitimate faith produces what? Authentic hope. Authentic hope means the hope, as we find in the scripture, that God works for miracles always in your life. Zig Ziglar endorsed this. Zig Ziglar got me to write this book, Twisting My Arm, because the series of sermons from Hebrews 11, and I hope that it'll touch your life on what faith really is. So that's on our website. If you just go to our website, which is bbsradio.com/raising expectations, bbsradio.com/raising expectations, and you'll find the story of a lot of the folks that what's happened to all the people on our show are listed there. We'll get some more words for you later about this, but also you will find the books listed, and the books are there for you, and you can just see what's going on. And I am excited to have you read those books, and hopefully they'll bless your lives as God's blessed ours. We're ready to write the next ones, right, Craig? See what he's doing in our lives now. Paul's working on a great one also. He's working on things that he's learned and taught from all the folks that have been on 4 years worth of Raising Expectations, and the things that they've said. So he's going to have those ready to share for you also. So, okay, also moving right along now. If we're facing north from the south, we hang a left. And we go through Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and we hit Texas, and we end up in Big D area, McKinney, Texas. Our favorite pastor in the state of Texas is Ron Greer. Ron's incredibly shy, but since he's been with us, it's rubbed off, and he is really part of the family. Love this man, this brother in Christ. He is a pastor. He's done so many things in his life. He's also oh my goodness, he's run for Congress. He's just done things in Marine. He's done so many things in his life. And the heart that this man has for people now is expressed through Man in the Mirror out of Florida, where he helps men to become the men they need to be. Depending on Christ, they become better husbands, they become better fathers, they become better leaders and workers, whatever they're doing in their life and wherever they are, God has a plan for them. And he helps counsel and work with men, much like some of you might remember Promise Keepers. Well, I call him our Promise Keeper because this guy really blesses and works to help people. He's the guy that will tell you, oh, I don't do anything like that, but he really does. God blesses a lot of people with him. He's a blessing in our life. So this is the team Raising Expectation right in front of you. We count you as family. We love you guys. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Now, moving right along, we're excited tonight because, as you know, we have looked forward to bringing to you Elizabeth Aller again and her husband, Ron. She is running, as you know, for the Senate seat of District 25 in the state of California. And this lady is incredible. Her family is incredible. When she becomes the senator, and we're going to walk the walk and pray with her all the way of District 25, there's over 1 million people therein, and she will be a great leader. She's a listener that will be able to help and bring critically needed changes for the people of the state of California. And she will begin to open doors to bring the much needed changes. Now, she's a person of great faith. She has a PhD, a great education. She is a loving wife, a mother of six wonderful children. She hears and feels the voices and the needs of our people. And like the sign just said, love, lives, liberty, law, these contain the needs, freedoms, answers, and directions for the future of the families here in the great state of California. That we want to make America great again. Well, we're going to make California great again while we're doing it. And this is going to be the spearhead right here. So we want to welcome to you tonight. We want to give the round of applause to Elizabeth Allers from Southern California and her husband, Ron. Welcome to Raising Expectations. Tell us what's going on, and we can't wait to hear.
Oh, hi, Pastor Joe and everyone. It's so nice to be back with you guys. The last time I spoke to you, we were calling in from the car on our way to Sacramento, and you told me, you know, you could hear me well. So that's good. I don't really remember what I said, but but we did get up to Sacramento that day. We had a full day the following day with the six of the eight Republican senators in the California legislature. There's 40 senators in our California legislature, and 32 of them are Democrats, and they are in a supermajority, and they always vote together. And then there's eight Republicans, and the day we were up in Sacramento, they introduced us to some lobbyists, which was very interesting, and I've got to follow up on that, and they may help us in the next few months, and fundraisers. And then we had a lunch with the senators that were able to come. Some of them were, they, like Shannon Grove, she was in session from 8 in the morning till I think 10 at night on her bill to protect the children from the trafficking predators. So it was really, 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 really informative and encouraging. There are only four candidates that they invited up for that day because we are the districts in California that can be flipped. So our District 25, this is a really special year because it's an open seat for the first time in many years. And so there's no incumbent. And in the primary, there were five candidates. You needed to be in the top two to have your name on the ballot this November. We were able to be the top number one. So now it's we just have one opponent. And she's pretty much like a wannabe wannabe AOC, very socialist communist ideas. She really likes having California be a sanctuary state for everything. And so there's a really great contrast. When there were the five candidates, it was kind of hard to navigate, you know, which what should I emphasize. But now I can, you know, really just emphasize everything that we stand for as Christians, as conservatives, because she's just the complete contrast. So, so that's where we're at. We've got the ballots coming out in California October 7th. So about 2 months of campaign work before the ballots come out. We may have our yard signs arriving this Wednesday, and then we're going to get those out.
Amen.
Yes.
Ron, have you got a question, or Steph? I know you guys, we were talking.
Go ahead, Steph.
I see you waiting, Ron.
Yeah.
you know what I just realized as you were talking, Elizabeth, is that I know two people that work on policies for the California legislature for Republicans, and I didn't realize it was only eight out of the 40. So I would actually like to connect you with them because I just noted it. But I'm curious, now that you know who you're competing against, what are you really highlighting to have yourself stick out as different?
Mm-hmm. That I'm a mother of six children, family values and concern for the children. Here in California, our legislature just passed AB 1955, which forbids the schools from notifying parents about what their children are saying at school about their gender confusion and desire for hormone treatment, surgeries. And they've also passed AB 665, which allows the schools to take the children physically from the public school and put them in another governmentally approved residence away from the parents without parental notification. We call it the kidnapping bill. So those things are supported by my opponent. And so the parental issues are very important to us. But everything, economics, the taxes, it's all very opposing. So the sanctuary state situation provides California tax-paid medical procedures for abortions and sex changes for those that are in this transgender confusion, but that's the California taxpayers paying for that. While we have a $73 billion deficit. And so people are leaving the state for economic reasons because the jobs situation has been really difficult with things like AB5, which really it restricts all of the independent contractors and puts the businesses requiring them to employ them as full employees. So that's been tough. Minimum wage in California is going up to $20 or $22. So then the fast food kind of places and other restaurants, employers that have minimum wage employees, they either lay off or close up their shop, leave the state. And then all of that brings down the tax revenue. So it's just a untenable, unsustainable pattern we're in. But my opponent is all for, taxing the people more and everything free for everyone. So,
That was a really good answer, first of all. And second, when you started saying about a sanctuary state, I am very pro-life and I have a good girlfriend that's extremely involved with an alternative center that even will give you, post-abortion counseling, all these other things. A woman from Texas showed up, had her entire procedures paid for, counseling, travel, everything. A girl in California couldn't get any services without paying. I was shocked. She was grateful because the Californian actually ended up deciding not to have an abortion. And so that was it stalled what she was trying to do. And she made a different decision. So I do think it was a blessing. But what does that tell you, that that state is paying for people in other states, but not for their own residents?
Take us for granted. Whatever it is that a California resident needs the residents are taken for granted and not listened to, not taken care of. Yesterday, we had this was kind of a mini Trump rally out on our big boulevard in town. People are going there every Sunday, waving their flags. And I hang out with them for a few hours because there's always new people coming through and they're happy to know they can vote for me. But it's, you know, coming out of a ministry church background, it's so interesting that I don't, there's just something that the Lord's put in me that attracts people to come and open their hearts. And they were saying, "Oh, Elizabeth, I have this situation with the city, the city government. They're not taking care of the trees, and the tree fell on my car. And then the insurance company's not taking care of me. Nobody's listening." And we know that it's the state regulations that also influence what can be done for insurance and what's happening in the cities. So I just felt like Jesus looking at Jerusalem or looking over the people and the multitudes and saying they're like sheep without a shepherd. And I felt that these Californians, they're out there saving their Trump lives because they're looking at President Trump to save them. They need hope. They're like, our leaders are not listening to us and they don't care. They're only making it worse for us. We can't. There's a realtor who his business is going so badly. He had to move from his great, you know, nice house in La Cañada, as you know, as somebody that is an expert in housing. So I felt like, well, they're coming to me now, looking to me for hope. And I felt helpless to help them. I can almost relate to the Democrats who just want to give everybody something free with other people's money because there are people come to you with real needs. So all I could do yesterday really was just put my hands on the shoulder of this lady in a wheelchair and just pray that the Lord would bring restitution to her needs and justice for her situation. And so in that situation, if she just feels that somebody cares and that if she votes for me, there's a little, you know, there's more hope there. But I was crying with my husband this morning because just for the pain of the people that are out there looking for help. And this particular group, you know, I know that I didn't feel that there were a lot of born again Christians out there. So our constituents and our conservative people aren't always Christians. But they're hurting in their hearts, and they're looking for hope. So that's what I try to bring to them, just by loving them, even if I don't have an answer.
My question would be, I'm going to skip the first question because they hit on it already. But there were two other issues. Wanted to know what the legislature stood on it. One, at one time, they were debating or discussing taxing individuals who have owned businesses or homes who leave the state. Is that now, has that been ratified? And that's still part of the legislature there?
Oh, taxing you after you leave.
Well, if you sell your home or sell your business and leave the state.
I call that alimony tax.
Say it again?
I call that alimony tax.
Alimony tax.
California alimony tax.
Well,
if you're married to the state for longer than a period, and you divorce, meaning you leave, you have to pay something back.
That's right. That about covers it.
That one hasn't gone through. That one's just two-way out there. But, of course, you know, they try it.
Yeah.
And they'll try to bring it back. And the 3,000 bills a year go through the California legislature. Yeah. And they're thick. So, you know, it's... They can stick all kinds of things in there, and I'm just really thankful for groups like California Family Council and Family Protection Ministries that are like full time looking at these bills to try to catch specific family issues. Yeah. But all kinds of taxes are crazy.
All right. Well, now there's one other. I read of one of the in the chat. It says there's a caller with a question about parental rights. Can they call in, or get through, or we just ask a question? Which one? How we do that, TJ?
Yeah.
Joe,
I spotted that too. Didn't get the question on my screen either. Yeah.
Ron, just welcome him on, and he'll start talking.
Yeah, TJ, is there somebody there?
Is Carl from Moms for Liberty?
Yeah.
Carl, are you there?
Yeah.
Go ahead with your question.
Oh, okay. Well, I just wanted to preface my remarks by saying that, Beth, this is your friend Carl up in Northern California.
Hi, Carl. I miss you.
Yeah, we miss you too. And just to let you know, Rachel and I have been praying mightily for your campaign.
Amen.
Thank you.
As the chapter chair of Moms for Liberty here in Santa Clara County, I heard you speak about AB 1955, and I'm sure you're aware that Moms for Liberty has been working very hard to push against the Title IX changes that the Biden administration is trying to impose. And so my question is, what do you think our prospects are for seeing parental protections put in place?
I think it's good. I think we need to have wise strategies. But I believe there's enough Americans that have common sense to see that these Title IX kind of issues and the bathroom issues, the locker rooms, are dangerous for the children and dangerous for women. And here in California, we also have like prison situations where they're putting biological men into women's prisons, and then they have to provide free abortions for the women, female prisoners.
Right.
I think there is a lot of hope that the common sense is going to prevail, because the word's getting out. You know, a lot of these things they try to hide, like the trying to prevent parental notification, but the word's gotten out, and God uses all things for good. So during COVID, the parents were able to listen in on the classrooms. And so that's when the parents started waking up to what was happening in the schools.
Yes.
The sad part is that no one can act until there's been a crime. Until someone has a child taken away in the kidnapping law, which is interesting, it's 665. It's really close to 666.
That's true.
But we can't do anything until someone complains and says, this isn't right. Now there's an actionable item that can be sued and that law be overturned. But it can't happen before that. It's crazy.
So is that...
It just seems like so many bad bills are coming out, you know, through Mr. Weiner.
Yes, and he's running again. So, I'll be in that Senate room with him.
You're awkward. Yes. One of the things that I heard you say, Elizabeth, is two things, actually. One is you clearly are guided by the Holy Spirit in you, because you were there in front of a bunch of people and you didn't sense that there were a lot of Christians to speak to, and that may not be heard, right? On the other hand, what I've heard someone say to me is, you may be the only person that they're going to hear about Jesus or God from in their life when you're there speaking about that. So it's okay to do that, even though they may not be, you know, religious or Christian or whatever. But again, that may be their first and only contact that they ever have. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Holy Spirit will guide you. You know whether it's abrasive or not abrasive, especially in California, because there's so passionate about everything. But just keep doing what you're doing.
And the beauty of that is that phrase, common sense. Jesus always makes common sense. He loves us. And when you look at something that way, God opens the door, like Tank said, and what Ron was saying there, to give you even a greater window to share from your heart. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's been a really interesting platform as a Christian missionary minister to be at, as a candidate. It's been really fun to feel a freedom to speak truth and reference Jesus, and to speak to the heart, not just to the mind. It's been a really interesting opportunity. On a Friday night, Ron and I were in Pasadena. We were invited to a dinner with the Universal Peace Federation. And they had invited me to be an ambassador of peace. And they promote, they call them, quote, Father Moon and Mother Moon from Korea. And so I had to decline being their ambassador of peace, but they did let me speak. And the room, they had filled the room with business leaders, lawyers, artists, film kind of people involved in the film industry, and other, I guess, like a religious leaders from Scientology, particularly. There are a lot of those. And Indian Sikhs. So, and these people had all been doing a lot of good for the community, and they were invited to be ambassadors of peace. And so when I stood up to give my pitch for running for state senate, just the spiritual atmosphere in the room was another situation, which was it's always different, but it's really good to be to have the spiritual discernment and the tools. And then it's so interesting what God allows out of my mouth, because I was planning on talking about the Ten Commandments and honor your mother and father and a few other ideas, and they just were like not in my brain when I opened my mouth. And I trust, and afterwards I just, okay, well, I trust that to the Lord that, you know, that wasn't what I was supposed to talk. And I just really spoke more like, I guess, a typical candidate. But I thought about how these people are working all over the world. They're in Gaza and Israel. They're in Russia and Ukraine. They have ideas of how they're going to bring peace all over the world. And I would love to have the title and authority of California Senator, where I could go back to this group and speak to them from that position as an elected official. And because I think these people are deceived, but I could tell that they have a desire for world peace. And just to have a governmental platform instead of a pastoral or a missionary platform, it makes a whole different dynamic for relationship with these kind of people.
You could do that. You could do that, amen. Yeah.
Amen. Yeah, and I think just your actions, your body language is going to speak. I mean, really, to us, the ultimate peace is our salvation, right? So through Jesus, only through Jesus, can we find eternal life, right? So that just living life like that, like back in the Romans when Christians were exiled and on the outskirts of the city and they're singing and having joy, and the Romans would come up and say, I want what you have. How do we do this?
Yeah,
you're that light.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Two things come to mind with me at that as well. One in Matthew 10 talks about not worrying about what you're going to say and how to say it. That when the time come, God will give you the word, right, what to say. So don't be afraid to go and you call in those venues. And also, what comes to mind is Joseph and Deborah and a few other figures in scripture who, you know, you think about your circumstances in California, most people will say, well, it's useless. You know, you're not going to get anything done here because they dominate. But I remind people there are countless stories throughout scripture where there was one person completely overwhelmed and there's no way in the world is going to happen. And yet God comes through and rips it down. And you go back to your example about the Christians in Rome. I mean, if you go back and read the history of that, you go, there's no way in the world they would have survived the Roman Empire. That you just couldn't. There was no hope. Where is the Roman Empire again now?
Yeah, exactly, Paul. Exactly.
you get that line. Well, California is gone. It's lost. I'm going, nah, I think God has people there. He has his folk there who are, now, mind you, I think you're a missionary, but hey.
Yeah. She's ready for that.
I love being on with you guys because you build me up and encourage me. And I was thinking about Joseph also recently in everything I've been doing, because when I feel that it's not time to, you know, say a Bible verse or lay hands on somebody, I think it's a Hebrew word that means excellence, yatir, Daniel had an excellent spirit. Mm-hmm. And what I've wanted to do and what I've seen the Lord work through us is that we can show an excellent spirit that the secular world, whether they're a political party or whether they're the ones that feel disenfranchised, Trumpers, and but with an excellent spirit that they sense, these secular ones start looking to us for leadership and for answers, and it can come in sort of just like sliding in naturally. So I've really been learning about, I want to be a Daniel with the excellent spirit, be a Joseph that has this wisdom and competence that people will come to us for. Where, you know, when they're in famine, they know there's someone that has the resources, and that's, we should be the head and not the tail. And that's really where I want to see our Christians put in up there where there's the point of influence.
Absolutely.
You know, I don't know if you saw it. Maybe you saw it, Ron. I bet you did, Paul and Tank. But Greg Laurie, we talked about the Jesus Revolution movie. We talked about how that started Pilot's Point down there by Newport Beach, where thousands. You just baptized 4,000 people there this last week. After 30 years, they are still doing the harvest, packing out Angels Baseball Stadium for what, 6 nights, 7 nights, a week, 5 nights, whatever it is, packing it out. People come into a saving knowledge of Christ in the midst of all of this. And he's like, he stands up there and he just tells them what's going on. And that's a source of great encouragement, because there are thousands of people behind you and behind what Christ is doing in Southern California and all of California. But amen, he's using you. And, you know, whenever you step up, my prayer is going to be, we won't know where you are, but when you step up and it's somebody that you don't know who or don't know sure what to share, God's going to give you, just like Ron said, and what Tank was saying, those instant words from the Holy Spirit that are going to touch a life. And the neat thing is we may walk away not even knowing it, huh, guys? We don't know it.
Yes.
But God does.
Yes. Absolutely.
I'm really, another great praise report from your prayers is that we are getting national attention. I got a call last week from a country music singer, Trey Taylor.
Yes.
And he's coming to California to do a fundraiser for us.
Hey.
And his creative director told us that Trey really researches candidates, and he only does 10 of these a year. And so out of the whole country, he wants to come to Los Angeles and help us.
Oh, praise God.
Well, you have to share the date so we can put it out there for everybody later. Yeah, that's great.
Yes.
He's good.
I love how God works.
I was so encouraged that, you know, this is the blue. But your prayers and you sharing.
Praise God. Well, I would, again, I'll go back to my experience and encourage you again to maintain the focus, maintain your principles, no matter where you are. And as we've been talking about, I mean, you'll be shocked at times, as you said, the people that are touched by that and what God does with it. There are things that to this day I can look at and make me shiver, because at the time I never thought about it. There is a nationally known author and kind of activist, socialist activist, who wrote an editorial, half page ad, and it's I think the title is Ron Greer. It said something about Ron Greer. Ron Greer is a Christian and a conservative, even though he doesn't agree with something like that. He's a real deal. And he goes throughout the article talking about how he disliked Christians, didn't like Republicans, and how they were phony, blah, blah, blah. And then he starts with thing about Ron Greer. And it's mainly because of these conversations we had back and forth. And we were on a radio show together, got an opportunity out of nowhere. I have no clue why they invited me. Liberal disc jockey, socialist, in essence, with his friend who's a socialist professor and writer. And he had me come on. And for some reason, that ended up being 4 or 5 episodes. And he still didn't come to know the Lord, but he actually did a better advertising of this character and this attitude and this conservatism than anybody we could have bought at the time. And outside of that, but you still have other people who come along later going, wait a minute. I read the article that such and such wrote. You know, sit down, tell me again about, you know, what you believe and what do you want to do, on and on. It led to me speaking in the U.S. Capitol building before a congressional briefing of all the staff and congressional members standing on the stage speaking to them.
Wow.
Okay. where did that come from? So, yeah, and I had someone early on, my friend Chuck Colson was one, going, listen, you are a child of God. Don't forget that. This is not your home. You're here to make an impact for the kingdom. You're here to present Christ, no matter where you are and what you're doing. And if you do that, then God Himself will make the impact. So be encouraged.
Thank you, Ron. Lord, make me faithful.
Amen. Yeah. Thank you. Did you have a thought there? Tank, did you have a thought there?
Yeah, I was just saying, Ron, that's because you made sense.
Exactly.
It was pure logic, like in California for you, Elizabeth. Let's go with the schools. we can't know whether they're calling themselves he, she, her, what, or whatever. Yeah. And there's a kidnapping one. Does that make sense? I mean, common sense just has to, that's all you need to do is talk about each of those things. Does it make sense that our state's $73 million in debt? And how did that happen? Where did that go? No one knows. Does it make sense that we're having people cross the border illegally? They're supposed to go through a legal method, and they're not doing that. And they get their health care and education paid for when our own citizens and now the Democrats are trying to make it residents, get all these benefits. I mean, does that make sense?
Right, and our veterans.
Then how do we break this cycle? Vote for me.
Yeah.
Not me, you.
I had a breakfast. I got invited to Veterans Breakfast last week also. And that broke my heart too, talking to how they need to put out so much money for doctors that aren't covered by the system, because the system won't take care of them, and they can't get in. And so there's the veterans too. We love them. But then there was encouragement that everywhere I go, the Lord is leading like to the next thing. So yeah. One of them was a chaplain, and he has the same Chinese name that I do. And so he invited us to his church Sunday. So we were there yesterday. Right. Sunday, and it happened to be the sermon was politics and the Bible.
Yeah, I love it. Church needs to make a difference, that's for sure, like Ron always says. I got to take just a second here, about a minute here. Looks like I'm going to be doing it. Our announcement maker stepped out. Unless she coached you, Tank. I don't know if you want to take that one.
I would say.
Yeah. What you said, Paul?
Heard her.
Yeah. First of all, I'm going to tell you about our site, and then I want to make sure you all have Elizabeth's email again. I've been putting that out all week long, every week, and many, 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 many people have that, and they're sharing it, Elizabeth. But, you know, Raising Expectations is on BBS Radio, which is an incredible station, and they are worldwide, and these guys are just top of the line. Great things are happening because they're men of faith, and they've been, a lot of prayers have answered. But if you go to our website, bbsradio.com /Raising Expectations, you will see a way, as God leads you in these tough times, whatever he may say, to give us some support also, some financial support to help us do the things that we would like to do to bring people and to keep you appraised of important things. So there's a Venmo donation scan right there. You can scan that really easy. It's supposed to really work well. So that works great. And then you can read about the other on what you can do to give there. Also on our website, if you feel led to give, if you can, great. If you can't, we understand. If you can, we'll be blessed and we'll thank you very much and be able to bring more and more to you. Use our program shows. You'll find Elizabeth right there and Ron on this program. You'll be able to follow back the dates and see everybody. Our friend McConkie is at the Olympic Games right now, having quite a time trying to figure out how to stand up for Christ. He's making a big difference. And Coach McConkie will be back with us and some others that you'll be seeing. We will have Scott Turner with us, who worked with Ben Carson and very closely with President Trump. And he'll be coming on. It's a very special time coming up soon. So a lot of things are listed there. Please check out our website. And as we said before, we love to be with you. We love to make this work. We love to reach people. And just like Ron was sharing, let them know there is an answer. There is a savior. There is someone who will guide your calendar, someone who can run your agenda better than you can. And boy, when you see what he can do, you'll be excited. And he's always working. Sometimes you say something you don't even know, and you might touch a life for Christ. It's very, very important, just like Ron was sharing a minute ago and Craig in there. But we want you to know that we pray for you, too. If you text me or something or send them in there, there's a place for you to send that in, a prayer request. We'll certainly be praying for you and backing you up in all of this. Now, I pretty well covered that. We could use your help. Thanks so much. We really need it. And we can also say at this point, I want to turn this over and let Elizabeth share with you how you can help her donate, and your prayers, and what you can do to encourage her. You know, sometimes if she's on your heart in a day, Lord says, how is she doing today? Send a prayer up. I believe in arrow prayers, right, Bren? You just one quick arrow prayer. Lord, be with Elizabeth today. And all of a sudden, boom, the Holy Spirit gives you, like Ron said, the words to say or what to do. We sure have been covering you. How can we help you that way? And if we can put the site up.
Yeah, Joe, I'm so encouraged every time you tell me that there's People from Texas prayed for me, people from here and there on your show praying. So thank you, everyone that's been praying. Our website is elizabeth4senate24.com, and you can donate there. And we've got, I've also got a podcast that's on a network called redangelus.com. I put that in the chat. And that, so redangelus.com is a website that has many podcasters on it. And so someone's given me studio time so that I could have my own podcast, and they could use that on Facebook, Instagram, and X. So our website is elizabeth4senate24.com, and the podcast is on the website redangeles.com, redangeles. And then on, follow Elizabeth Wong Ballard on Facebook, Instagram, and X. This is my husband, Ron. He's been very quiet today. But yeah, but Ron, how is anything you want to add and what
Christmas? So I think we've shared with you gentlemen and all your viewers before. We basically spent down our account to just very low, a couple thousand dollars remaining in the bank account for the primary, because Elizabeth had to be number one or number two out of five, and that was accomplished. So we're trying to build that back up again. We're trying to raise $1 million. It's not cheap here in California, but the opponent had $500,000 to $600,000 remaining at the end of the primary, because she was endorsed from Governor Newsom all the way down the Democratic leadership, and so she was. Had a heavy tailwind behind her, or a large tailwind behind her, to push her to the number two spot, which was kind of amazing. But so that's our, unfortunately, politics is sometimes about money. I've just been praying to the Lord, God, send your people out to vote, yes. Whether your people in your churches, whether your people in citizen organizations, Democrat, independent, Republican, just send them out to vote for Elizabeth. And Amen. The politics says money equals votes. That's not true, but we do need to raise money and get materials out there and advertising and all that. So thank you, gentlemen, for your prayers. I will take that every day of the week. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Yeah, keep
going. Wonderful couple. Ron, you're a great husband, a great, just like the scripture says, is total support for his wife. And this is—
Thank you. Thank you.
Tremendous. You're an inspiration there. You too, Ron.
I'm Ron, sorry.
Ron. That's right. you're brothers, like we said on the beginning of the show. That's right. That's right. Hey, very quickly in time, Paul, could you just say, we only got a minute, can you give like a brief prayer just to cover them and pray for us? I really appreciate when you pray.
I'm happy to. Sure. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for who you are, for your grace, for your mercy. For your presence with us. We do pray for Elizabeth, for Ron. I pray that you give them wisdom to make good decisions and courage to stand by their convictions. And Father, I know that they look physically tired right now and all the demands on their lives. So I pray that you give them strength, Lord, just like mounting up with wings as eagles, Father. Just pray that your will would be accomplished. Help us to remember who we are. We're your emissaries in this world. You've called us to a purpose, and you've given us every tool that we need, Father, to open our mouths, to offer our hands, to make ourselves available to be used as you would see fit. So I want to thank you for that. But Lord, most of all, I thank you for such a great salvation that we have through Christ Jesus, mm-hmm. and for the privilege it is to bear your name. Help us to keep in step with the Spirit, Father. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, we just want you both to know that the road from here to the election is guided by God. He lights it up day at a time. And because of that, as we close tonight, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. Keep those texts coming and I'll forward some. And remember all you've heard tonight, because God goes before you and they may have other things. He's higher even than the internet. He's way up there. He sends them right. It takes a while for his messages to get past the internet because he's way above it. So as this begins to happen, may your road be to November a very,
amen.
And our closing song says it all. Take it away, Ron.
Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you until we meet again.
Amen.
God bless you, sister.
Pray for our friends, ladies and gentlemen, the next senator, and what a wonderful family. God bless you too, Ron.
God bless you.
Thanks, ladies and gentlemen. See you next week, and God bless you. Walk with him, talk with him. Don't forget to listen to him, because when you talk to him, he's got stuff he wants you to hear. Have a great week. God bless you. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Friends, thanks for joining us on this week's program of Raising Expectations. We profoundly hope you found it engaging and at times humorous, but most of all, uplifting, so that we may, with you, one topic at a time each week, become more encouraged to move forward to an exciting future in, as we always say, this thing called life in America today. So let not your hearts be troubled, your family, finances, faith, freedom. It can be a great future as we talk, listen, respect, and pull together. Please let me hear from you. You can reach me at 972-922-8556. That's 972-922-8556, or Joe Schofield on Facebook or LinkedIn. It'd be a pleasure to know you, and we hope you'll listen in again next week on the BBS Radio Network.